It's a great pride. Oh, my son has got a very good job in the bank. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I'm giving my daughter, she's got a very good, payam. Very good, what do you call it? What is the English word for payam? Wallah alam. Alliance. Huh? You call it alliance. Either it's two countries. Two joint families are worse than two countries. They were even more fitna than two countries. Very good alliance. What does the boy do? Oh, he's got a very good job in a bank. So alhamdulillah, maybe you are not in that zumra, you were not in that group, so you brought up your daughter eating halal and now you are giving her to somebody who is eating haram. So now she is going to be eating haram. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Please open your eyes, open your eyes. I didn't make the law, don't glare at me. I didn't do anything. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. He promised to destroy it. Then Allah said, truly those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and perform and establish a salah and give zakat, they will have the reward with their Rabb. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those, inshaAllah. And then Allah said, oh you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. What is the meaning of, what is the indication? Any ayat which begins with this. What does it mean? It is a hukum. It is a hukum from Allah. Anything which begins, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. If you are among those who believe, this is a hukum, direct hukum to you. Allah says, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah. Be afraid of the displeasure and anger of Allah and give up what remains due to you from riba from now onwards. If you are believers. If you are believers. So what does it say about ourselves if you don't give it up? What is the statement you are making about yourself if you do not leave riba now? I don't want to say it. You say it to yourself. Then Allah said, and if you do not do it, do not do what? Leave riba. From when? Now. Not 31st of March, end of financial year. Now. And if you do not do it, then take notice of war from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, we need the shafa'at of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. We want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to intercede for us and to say, oh Allah, forgive his sins and enter him into Jannah. Yes or no? Do you want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say, ya Allah, here comes my enemy? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, those who deal in riba, on the Day of Judgment when they land on the Maidan of Hashar, the Malaika will give them swords in their hands. And they will say, you accepted a declaration of war from your Rabb. There is your Rabb. Go and fight. So all the bank managers and bank owners and people who are dealing in riba and taking interest to build houses and paying interest to build houses and mortgages and buying cars on loans and Allah knows what. Educational loan. Be prepared. Learn some sword fighting while you are about it. Because if you don't leave this, that's what you're going to be doing. I hope I make myself abundantly clear. Yes or no?
Yes.
Please notice, I'm not asking you, do you like what I'm saying? I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not. Is it clear? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Because I am your witness. And you are my witness. We are witnesses to one another on the Day of Judgment. Let us be witnesses to something which is good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us together with His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the shade of His arsh as people who believed in Him and who left riba because we understood that we do not want to have war with Allah and His Nabi. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the witness for all those who make tawbah now, and to decree that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be our shafi' on the day of judgment, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his shafa'at in our favor. For all those who make tawbah. Do we make tawbah? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Inshallah. I'm not asking who makes tawbah. Let that be a secret between you and your Rabb. Nobody needs to know. It's between you and your Rabb. But leave it. Leave it and leave it now. Make the niyyah now. Make tawbah now. And when you go out of here after Jummah, do what needs to be done to legally get out of this trap that you have walked into yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you do not do it, then take notice of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. But if you repent, you will have your capital sums. Do not deal unjustly by asking more than the capital. Meaning, if you have given a loan to somebody, don't. And even if you had you had agreed to some interest, give it up. Get back your capital. Allah is not saying give it up. Listen, get back your capital. And you will not be dealt with unjustly. Do not deal unjustly, and you will not be dealt with unjustly. And if the debtor is in hard times, then grant him time till it is easy for him to repay. And if you remit, you say, don't worry, doesn't matter, take it away. I don't need the money. If you give it away as charity, that is better for you if you did but no. And this is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without hisab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us you also give without hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without counting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives even though we don't deserve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't look too deeply about what people deserve. Treat people and give people more than they deserve, and I will give you more than you deserve. He gives us more than we deserve anyway. My brothers and sisters, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, and he said that there is no one who deals in riba to increase his wealth, but he will end up with his wealth being decreased. Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said in a hadith in Sunan ibn Majah, that there is nobody who deals with interest with the idea that his wealth will be increased, but his wealth will be decreased. Riba is the biggest evil, and it is one of the only two things for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one indulging in it. The other one is to trouble a devoted slave of Allah. The problem with riba is that we Muslims have not made a serious attempt at creating a robust, global, interest-free economic and banking system. There are attempts being made now and again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success. But imagine if this had been done, if the interest that is there now in Islamic banking, in non-interest banking, imagine if this was done several centuries ago, as indeed it should have been done. Instead of working on creating a robust interest-free system, we went fatwa shopping, like we do now, to find somebody, a compatible alim, who will give us a fatwa to say that riba is allowed. So we found these compliant muftis who took this evil on their own heads, and they allowed something that they had no right to allow. The whole argument of riba being allowed and permitted in Darul Harb is absolute nonsense, and only proves that the mufti giving that fatwa has either no knowledge of deen, or that he is motivated by something other than taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me quickly explain this issue of Darul Harb, because we know that there are these fatawa floating around in this city. And it is because of these fatawa that no serious attempt has been made to create a robust non-interest banking system. And Muslims felt free to indulge in haram. There are three terms that are used for a country. And these terms are not from the Quran. These terms are terms of ijtihad, which various ulama have mentioned. Three terms. One, is Darul Islam, a place where the Islamic Sharia is enforced completely, not bits and pieces like we have in most of our countries, where the Islamic Sharia is enforced completely. Now please use your intelligence. If the Islamic Sharia is enforced completely, will interest-based banking be permitted? Yes or no?
No.
No. Right? No. So there is no question of any interest-based banking in Darul Islam. Second situation, Darul Aman. Darul Aman is a place where a Muslim is permitted. Please note, I repeat, read my lips. A Muslim is permitted to practice his religion completely, which is a country like ours, India, which applies, this Darul Aman applies to practically every Western country that you can imagine. Because there are no laws to prohibit a Muslim from practicing his religion in any of these countries. Whether it is Australia, whether it is America, whether it's Canada, UK, you name it. There are no laws prohibiting Muslims from practicing their religion. There is nothing to prohibit you from praying, from fasting, from going to Hajj, from establishing your masajid and madaris, from teaching and practicing Islam, from doing anything you want as long as it is in the Sharia. The Sharia is not the law of the land. Please understand, Darul Aman is a country which is a secular country, which might even be a theocratic country, might be a Hindu country or something. But despite the fact that the Sharia is not the law of the land, the country, the government permits Muslims to live according to their religion. There is no interference in the practice of your religion. In such a country, can you practice your religion fully? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, that is why it's called Darul Aman. In which case, what does your religion say about interest? Is it halal or haram?
Haram.
So where is the question of taking interest in a country which is Darul Aman? Let's go to the third point. Darul Harb, place of war. If a country is Darul Harb, what is your number one priority? To fight. It is a place of war. Your number one priority is to fight. Your priority is not to build a business. Your priority is not to buy property. Your priority is not to do this and that. If it is Darul Harb, if you are at war in that country, then what must you do? Fight the war. Where is the question of interest-based banking or any kind of banking for that matter? So now if somebody tells you that India is Darul Harb and therefore you can take interest, they are making two mistakes. First mistake is they are declaring a country which is Darul Aman to be Darul Harb. India is not Darul Harb, India is Darul Aman. The very fact that all of us are sitting here and we are in this masjid and I am making this khutbah, and you know and I know that in this country there is no prohibition on me to say anything I want concerning this religion. Absolutely no problem. So this is Darul Aman. So the first question when you say Darul Harb, that's the first mistake, that you are calling a country which is Darul Aman into Darul Harb. And second mistake is, if in fact it is Darul Harb, then permitting of interest is completely senseless because there is no such permission. And that's the problem with what we call scholars for dollars. Right? You get these scholars for dollars. Stay away from them, because as I explained to you, a fatwa is only an opinion. It is not a hukum. It's not a ruling. A fatwa is the opinion of the mufti about a hukum. And it does not and it cannot change the hukum. When the hukum is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all the fatwas in the world together cannot change an iota of the hukum. When we are doing something about which there is a hukum, it is our personal responsibility to ensure that we follow the hukum. Getting a fatwa from somebody and taking refuge behind that and violating the hukum will land us in trouble as surely as the sun rises in the east. Make no mistake, that fatwa is a piece of paper. It has no validity. And anyone who believes, I have got a fatwa, therefore so and so is answerable, is living in fantasy. That so and so is answerable, no doubt about that. But he is answerable for what he did. He is not answerable for you. You are answerable for yourself. Make absolutely no mistake. This dubious and wrong fatwa cannot save us and cannot save the mufti who gave it. Halal is halal and haram is haram. And riba in all its forms, the most common of which is bank interest, is haram, haram, haram. Think about this, and I want to end with this, because we have a majority of young people in this masjid, alhamdulillah. And we have people who are educated, who are in all kinds of areas. And that's the reason I'm saying this. Think about this. If instead of trying to hide behind dubious fatawa, if we had seriously sought to create an interest-free system, I at least have no doubt that in 14 centuries since these ayat were revealed, we would surely have devised a great system, and consequently we would have been the rulers of the world. We would have been the rulers of the world, because make no mistake, it is those who run the banking system, they are the ones who rule the world. Not the presidents, not the prime ministers, not the generals, not the admirals. The bankers run the world. Imagine if you and I were bankers. And there's no need to imagine. This is doable even today. You can create a non-interest based banking system which will eradicate poverty, which will genuinely help the poor, which will clearly enfranchise those who are really disenfranchised. Saying one man, one vote makes no sense when that man is living in a tin shed somewhere. Economic well-being is as important as well-being of the body and the mind. And this is what a non-interest banking system can do. And that's why I'm saying this to you, I'm putting this to you as a challenge. Do this. Take this upon yourself. And believe me, you will not do it until you first make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until you get rid of all the interest that you are stuck in. Then you will feel the pain. And that pain will drive you to success. Until you are sitting in a cushy bank job, ignoring the fact that you are eating fire, you will not make any effort. But when you leave that bank job and you hit the street, then your mind will start working. Then you will understand, yes, I have abilities. Then you will start praying tahajjud. Then you will cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will recognize your raziq, who does not need you to indulge in haram to fill that little belly of yours. Then you will understand what is the meaning of inna allaha huwa ar-razzaq udul quwwatil mateen. And then you will be on a high that nobody can take you down from. But that will not happen as long as you keep hiding behind these false fatawas of self-interested muftis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from them. My brothers and sisters, my advice to those who are making the effort is to fear Allah and not to take shortcuts. I'm talking about those who are making efforts for Islamic banking. My advice is, don't take shortcuts. Don't try to clothe the same products in different terminology. Be honest and don't try to bend the rules. Keep the rules sacrosanct, which it is, and work with that rule so that the products and services you create are truly halal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give power to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and guide you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you those who will not only enter Jannah, but you will not enter Jannah alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who will enter Jannah and who will lead hundreds and thousands and millions of others into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who create those systems which will make a halal income a default situation for people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who will give power to the weak, who will help the oppressed, who will eradicate poverty, who will stop lying and cheating to yourselves, because there is no one else who you fool. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to be those who will become standard bearers of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to be those who are confident about this deen, who don't hide behind things, who are not apologetic about this deen, who don't run behind bushes when the moment somebody says Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to be among those who's walking, who's talking, whose appearance, who's eating and drinking, whose homes and whose society will be recognized as Islamic in the truest sense of the term, as being these true believers and as being the true followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.